Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on the 18th day of December 2008. It is Thursday, 11 a.m. and 35 seconds Central Standard Time. You have found it the front lines of the information war of the resistance against the dehumanization operations of the global allied crime syndicate known as the New World Order. We have the top trends forecaster, Gerald Celente, joining us for an hour and a half today. And then we have Tex Mars in studio for 2 hours. If you don't know who these men are, you're going to find out today. Most of you out there know who they are, and they need no introduction. But Tex is going to be here talking about a host of issues, the militarization of the police, the open announcements that Homeland Security is going to be used against the American people that they've been preparing in secret. We're going to get into what happened in India and Pakistan 2.5 weeks ago with the bombings over there, get Tex's take on that. We're also going to talk about a host of other issues with Tex. And then, of course, Gerald Celente, he's been predicting massive Greek-style riots in the United States over the imploding economy. He'll be with us for an hour and a half today. And we will open the phones up so you get a chance to bring up different questions and topics to Gerald Celente. We are blessed to be able to take your calls, and we appreciate the folks that call in because it brings up different angles, different ideas, different perspectives that I would have never thought of or in the heat of the radio show that I wouldn't have gotten to. So we always enjoy spinning the wheel of fortune and taking your phone calls here on air for Tex Mars and Gerald Celente coming up today. I've been aware of this for about a year, and it's really concerned me, and we've mentioned it a few times, but I do want to spend a little bit of time on it today. Science Daily reports, boundary between Earth's upper atmosphere and space has moved to extraordinarily low altitudes, NASA instruments show. And I don't just believe NASA, other private meteorological scientific institutions have reported the same situation. How does this tie into the chemtrails? Paul Watson's doing an article on this today. I'm going to break that down after the break. And we've talked a lot about the Army War College, the Defense Department, the Pentagon openly saying that they are going to wage war on the American people, and that they're going to pull troops out of South Korea, out of Iraq, out of other places that are battle-hardened, and particularly from Iraq and Kosovo, trained to run checkpoints and go door-to-door confiscating firearms. Sometimes one unit may search over 100 homes in one day. Very, 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 very brutal work. And classical tyranny at being pointed at the American people. But I had seen this article that Kurt Nemo emailed me yesterday out of the Phoenix Business Journal. Arizona police say they are prepared as War College warns military must prepare for unrest. IMF warns of economic riots. But I'd only read the first few paragraphs yesterday on air. I hadn't read the whole story. Last night I read it, and there is a chilling nugget in here from the Arizona police, from the Tucson police, from the Phoenix police and others, and that is that they have been secretly training. Now, we already knew this, but now it's admitted. Secretly training for years with Homeland Security to suppress the American people. Now, when Bill Clinton first proposed Homeland Security in 93, it was proposed to engage in gun confiscation. He even said on MTV, going into the housing projects and doing gun confiscations and, quote, things like that. So they've been quietly building this up. That's why they train the Army, the Marines. They put them through these urban warfare drills to condition them and prepare them. Then they do urban warfare drills in major cities to condition the public and the police. This is a long acclimation, and now they admit they've been acclimating us. So I want to go over that report as well before Gerald Celente joins us. I've got to hurry. Also, Chrysler says they're going to shut down all production for a month. Reuters, maybe longer. A girl who gave two classmates Hall's cough drops is facing criminal charges right now. They're considering criminal charges. And Governor Blagojevich got his start as a bookie in a paid Chicago mob. Well, of course he did.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. We're entering a holiday season never before seen in America. We're thankful for the warning given by members of Mr. Obama's campaign team of the coming international incident, which will force unpopular decisions. Without this warning, many of us who still have money available would have unknowingly wasted it on Christmas gifts that will be useless when the only food available is in a government breadline. When the president is faced with the expected national security incident, the in-place Patriot legislation will control transport and distribution of food. Those of us who are able to take care of ourselves must put in supplies of food. This will free up the relief organizations to give food to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself, food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do, or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I want to get into this first so that I don't run out of time and not cover it. I'm going to go back over it with Tex Mars coming up in a few hours in studio. The Phoenix Business Journal, Arizona police say they are prepared as War College warns military must prep for unrest. IMF warns of economic riots. And the whole article is written by Mike Sonnix to sell you on the idea that this is okay, this is good, this is a wonderful thing to have troops on the streets of America. A new report by the U.S. Army War College talks about the possibility of Pentagon resources and troops being used should the economic crisis lead to civil unrest, such as protest against business and governments or runs on beleaguered banks. The poor bankers want to steal your money and have already stolen most of your pension funds, over 50% of the value. The beleaguered, see, oh, they're the good guys and the people are the bad guys. That's how that paragraph's written. The Army just suddenly has this plan. They suddenly are worried. They've just been gearing up forever with the private banks that own our government criminally to take over. I mean, this just happens over and over again, from Rome to Germany to China to Russia to third world countries every week. It's just always the greatest danger of a tyrannical government using the military to take over. But there's nothing said about that. It's just, oh, they just now got this idea. No, they've been training in secret for decades. We've gone and videotaped it at great risk, ladies and gentlemen. remember once in Florida when we were covering the military doing takeover drills. They went around in the neighborhood saying, don't talk to Alex Jones, he's crazy, before they did the drills. And then somebody broke in our hotel room and stole $800 that we had for the trip. You know, stuff like that, cars following us around. I don't know why we ran, because we were in the woods videotaping their drills. The railroad track area said no trespassing, so we weren't going on the railroad track. Then we had these guys on dune buggies, and locals witnessed it. We also interviewed them, chasing us through the woods at night. And I don't know why we ran. I didn't want them to take my footage, I guess, because they'd already taken our footage in San Antonio one time at gunpoint, and that ended up in WorldNet Daily. But anyways, widespread civil violence inside the United States would force the defense establishment to reorient priorities and extremes to defend basic domestic order and human security, said the War College report. And the report goes on to say, engaging the American people, engaging resistance. And that's in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. It's in all these official battle funding 2 years ago. But they're just now telling the public that, oh, this is something new because of the economic downturn. The economic downturn has been triggered by design, and the military is there as a vanguard to make sure the legitimate government, the states, the governors, and the legislatures, and the Congress aren't able to bring the criminals in the executive, whether it's Obama or Bush, they both work for the same people, on record. Obama's the biggest cheerleader for the banker takeover. It's to make sure that Congress doesn't follow the Constitution and arrest these criminals. And that's why you have Congress being threatened with martial law repeatedly on record, with two different congressmen and one senator on record saying they were threatened with martial law. By the way, that's in this article, too, but they spin it and say, well, you know, Congress was told that martial law may have to be declared if they didn't do the banker bill. No, it was, you do this or we'll just overthrow you. I mean, this is a coup, ladies and gentlemen. The coup has succeeded, and now they're stealing your pension funds. Do you understand? I kept telling you years ago this was the plan. The study says economic collapse, terrorism, and loss of legal order are among possible domestic shocks that might require military action within the U.S. Well, why is there loss of order? Because you've come in and destroyed the economy. You've come in and cut off liquidity of the economy so you can consolidate it. The International Monetary Fund Managing Director Dominique Strauss-Kahn warned Wednesday of economy-related riots and unrest in various global markets if the financial crisis is not addressed and lower-income households are hurt by credit constraints and rising unemployment. U.S. Senator James Inhofe, Republican Oklahoma, and U.S. Representative Brad Sherman, that all broke here, folks, Democrat California, both said the U.S. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson brought up a worst-case scenario as he pushed for the Wall Street bailout in September. No, he said, you do this or we'll just do it without you. Paulson's former Goldman Sachs CEO said that might even require a declaration of martial law, the two noted. And under the PDD 51 martial law that we've been under for over a year, it says Congress isn't involved in continuity of government. Governors aren't involved. Only the President, the National Security Council, FEMA, and Homeland Security. And now when you see FEMA on TV, it's generals. And now when you see other federal department directors of non-military, it's generals. It's admirals. They're taking over everything. The major universities are predominantly run by former generals and admirals. In some cases, in uniform now. This is military government. It isn't coming. We're in it. Martial law is when the normal civil government is abolished and due process is abolished. And then there's different degrees of it. People think of physical martial law as troops all over the streets and secret arrest and burning buildings. That is, on a scale of 1 to 10, a number 10. We're now at about a 6.5, a 7. And so you're starting to see troops at checkpoints, troops at DWI checkpoints to condition, troops at car wrecks, quote, helping for PR purposes to acclimate the population. State and local police in Arizona say they have broad plans to deal with social unrest, including trouble resulting from economic distress. The security and police agencies declined to give specifics, but said they would employ existing and generalized emergency response to civil unrest and raise for any reason. The Phoenix Police Department is not expecting any civil unrest at this time, but we always train to prepare for civil unrest and those issues. We have a tactical response unit that trains continually and has deployed on many occasions for any potential civil unrest issue, said Phoenix police spokesman Andy Hill. Now, here's the key. We have well-established plans in place for civil unrest, said Scottsdale Police Spokesman Mark Clark. Clark Hill and other police officials said the region did plenty of planning and emergency management training for the Super Bowl in February in Glendale. We're prepared, said Maricopa County Sheriff's Deputy Chief Dave Tromby, citing his office's past dealings with immigration marches and major events. Then it goes on to say they've been working with Homeland Security to deal with the American people. Nothing to do with terrorism, folks. Get that straight. The whole battle plan, the training, the entire makeup, and then their own directives say it's for the American people. Super Bowl security efforts included personnel and resources from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and U.S. Military Northern Command. That's what's in control, the real capital there in Colorado Springs, which coordinated with Arizona officials. The Northern Command was created after 9/11 to have troops and Defense Department resources ready to respond to security problems, terrorism, and natural disasters. So, see, they use every big event to train the public with troops and military all merged. And it goes on to talk about Northern Command basically running the country. You can go read the rest of the article. We have it linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's very simple. Elites want to dominate. Elites want to conquer. Elites want to control. And the stated plan of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, is to get family farmers off farms, get people into compact cities, get everybody institutionalized on welfare or in the criminal justice system or on different types of psychotropic drugs. Everything is about monitoring you and getting control of your life. Now, what happened to Serbia? Serbia, love them or hate them, was encircled by the Croats and the Muslims who were continually attacking them with NATO and U.S. funding. They had Muslim extremists attack the nation repeatedly for 2 years. The Serbs finally fought back. NATO came in, blew the country to bits, bombed all their bridges and major infrastructure, power plants, water treatment, TV stations, because they were producing aircraft, cars. They were first world. They were becoming a destination for tourists that was rivaling many other areas of Western Europe. They had to be destroyed. And the NATO documents have come out that it was about destroying any independent group that didn't have private globalist central banks in control. Serbia wouldn't take a central bank owned by the Bank of England, basically. That's who owns it all, who controls it. Same thing happened with Afghanistan, a rogue country they didn't control, that had control of the opium. They went in there. Same thing happened in Iraq, first world nation, investments. Under another U.S., earlier U.S. policy from the 50s for stabilization, they go in, they fund Saddam to attack the Iranians. When they're done with him, they set him up, tell him to invade Kuwait on record. He invades, they set him up. 18 years later, 3 million Iraqis are dead, 1.5 million in the last 5.5 years. Total siege. Their crop production is down by over 80% of what it was pre-Gulf War. Only GMO foods are allowed to be planted under law in Iraq. The public's being forcibly inoculated if they want, quote, welfare checks, and that's all they can live off of. Huge social engineering. And they've done this in country after country. Iceland. They're now doing it in Argentina, imploding them by design. They went from first world nation to third world nation within weeks in 2000, and it only gets worse. And we have the IMF and World Bank documents. They engineered all of that. Why am I mentioning this? The same things being done here. We are the wealthiest, strongest, most powerful country. We've been sucked into the New World Order. We've been used by the New World Order. And now, ladies and gentlemen, they are done with us. All the evils of the globalist system are being blamed on America as they go into the next phase. All the tyranny, the torture, the corruption, the wars. The international banks get the oil, the resources of Iraq and other nations, the opium of Afghanistan, the control of Kosovo. We pay the bill. And so now they're done with us, and just as any other sovereign nation that has sovereign, independent, wealthy middle classes must be destroyed. And we are now being destroyed, and they have prepared for decades for what they are now doing. And the poor troops, and I got to say poor troops because most of them are against shooting at U.S. citizens, they have no idea what's happening. They're going to see the riots. This will then set the precedent for using troops in the United States, and then we'll have troops on the streets forever, and then the secret arrest and the rest of it will begin a few years after that. This is what we face. We are being brought into bondage right now, financially and militarily, conquered by the New World Order.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijacker's ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli Intelligence Network, Warnings and War Games, the Shadow Government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
The sun never sets on the British Empire. The globe is encircled by its holdings. Britannia, Britannia rules the waves with the standard of their goddess flying high. The hordes of hell bring in world government. the British learned over 100 years ago to create shadow viceroy puppet governments. And Obama is packing his administration with Council on Foreign Relations global warming moguls to set up hundreds of new environmental taxes that have nothing to do with protecting the environment. GMO, cross species, sky's the limit. Toxic waste dumping, intensified. I've been reading some of their new policies. It's going to mean more land stealing, more land theft, kicking more people off their land. Just get ready. And again, the state of California is erecting scores of new taxes. New York State passing 88 new taxes, most of them fake environmental taxes. Just get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Right as the economy implodes by design, they are going to squeeze you, and government is going to be expanded. It tripled under Bush. It's going to be expanded under Herr Obama. In other news, I'm going to get into this with Tex Mars, because he's a professor of space and aeronautics, as well as a pastor and best-selling author. He even wrote the textbooks on how to pass the military exams. A jack of all trades, Renaissance man. We'll discuss this with Tex, as I'm almost out of time before Gerald Celente joins us. Science Daily: boundary between Earth's upper atmosphere and space has moved to extraordinarily low altitudes. NASA instruments document, and other independent groups are also documenting this. Observations made by NASA instruments on board an Air Force satellite have shown that the boundary between the Earth's upper atmosphere and space has moved extraordinarily low altitudes. These observations were made by the Couple Ion Natural Dynamics Investigation Instrument Suite, which was launched aboard the U.S. Air Force's Communications Navigation Outage Forecast System satellite on April 16, 2008. The CINDI suite, which was built under the direction of the principal investigator Rod Helis of the University of Texas at Dallas, includes both an ion and natural sensors and makes measurements of the variations in neutral and ion densities and drifts. The discovery, however, that the ionosphere was not where it had been expected to be during the first months of the CINDI operations. The transition between the ionosphere and space was found to be at about 260 miles above the Earth altitude during the nighttime, barely rising above 500 miles during the day. These altitudes were extraordinarily low compared to the more typical values of 400 miles during the nighttime and 600 miles during the day. And it goes on to where they talk about a 11-year solar cycle, and when the sun heats up, it literally pumps in more ions in the atmosphere, and that's a large part of cloud seeding and cloud production. And now that the sun has basically cooled off, they're saying, it goes on, the fact that the sun has now has the least amount of sunspot activity ever recorded and is ejecting less radiation in different forms of the light spectrum and a whole other field of other rays, that the atmosphere itself is contracting. This planet has a tiny ribbon of atmosphere around it. Only about 18 miles of it is even breathable for human beings. And at that height, you would get very sick and a lot of people would die. But above 20,000 feet, you are dead meat, ladies and gentlemen, very, very quickly. So we have an atmosphere covering this giant planetoid we live on called Earth, called Terra Firma, that is energized by the sun, and the sun is cooling down right now in what they believe is part of its natural cycle. And do you hear Obama saying, we've got to tax people so that the sun won't cool down? No. You hear him claiming that flatulence of cows and human respiration is causing this. And it's just asinine, ladies and gentlemen. But later I want to tie this into dangerous things we know are going on by at least the U.S. government manipulating the atmosphere worldwide that could be contributing to this. because they admit they have very advanced weather weapons that are being employed against us, of course.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If we can project the future through a historical lens with a wide range of data integrated in to the great gift God gave us, our mind, we can accurately forecast the future. I have accurately forecasted the future on hundreds of occasions. But somebody's been doing it a lot longer than I have, and with amazing, I'd say 95%+ accuracy, is Gerald Celente. Now, over a year ago, the British Ministry of Defense basically forecasted everything they're doing right now, and they admitted that they basically work for foreign offshore banks, that it's a world government, and that this is being done by design. This year, the military, the Pentagon, and the U.S. put out a similar report, but they know the general public is not reading these reports. So a lot of this isn't even forecasting for myself. It is going out and reading what the internal government documents are stating. And if we do not face up to what's happening, if we do not face up to what's unfolding, it is only going to get worse. Now, the military is broad, paints with a broad brush when they talk about this. General Salente has been very specific that there would be worldwide riots starting, and he said that about a year ago. And now, voila, we see it happening. And now we see the IMF, World Bank, and others echoing this, and the military saying that they are prepared to suppress the American people. They also spin this in the media and say the Greeks are rioting because the police shot a 15-year-old in the back. But if you read the Greek websites, the Greek news, they're saying, no, everything's being privatized, and that's not free market. The roads, the power plants, the universities, it's all being handed over to the IMF and World Bank. They're being looted. They're being robbed. They're losing all their jobs. Their currency's being devalued. The European Union is absorbing them and destroying them. And just last week, the Financial Times of London admitted that the New World Order is anti-democratic and is tyrannical, but that's a good thing. Evans Andros Pritchard came out in the London Telegraph last Thursday and said that we're going to see riots worldwide because of globalism and because it is tyrannical. So here we have it. It's unfolding. But we're going to get specific forecasts in the next hour and a half from Gerald Celente on what he specifically sees happening in the next month, the next year, the next 2 years, the next 3 years, and then some solutions, how we prepare for it, in his educated opinion. You can go to his website, trendsresearch.com, and watch all the videos of him going back decades ago, making accurate predictions years beforehand. And, of course, CNN, ABC, Fox have all called him, you know, the best predictor of future trends out there. And so we're very, very honored to have him on the show with us today. Mr. Celente, it's good to have you back with us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Alex.
You know what? Instead of Alex Jones throwing out a bunch of questions out of the gate, what is most important to Gerald Celente right now? What do the listeners need to know is coming up in the future, according to your crystal ball?
Well, you really hit upon it. We're going to see revolutions. This whole system is falling apart. There is no salvaging it. When you look at the steps that are being taken, we call it the Bernanke two-step after the Federal Reserve Chairman, and that, of course, is either adjust interest rates, which they've now adjusted to a point where they can't be adjusted anymore, or print more money. And they've done both. And neither of those two actions have stemmed the unraveling of the U.S. economy, or the world economy for that matter. The governments, the local state governments, including, of course, the federal government as well, the only other solution that they're doing is they're squeezing the little people for more money. Back here in New York, I'm sure it's making the national news as well. They put taxes as much as 18% on soda pop, 8% for a taxi ride. They just increased the transit fares, and in doing so, they've decreased the amount of available subways, cutting back on the buses. They're even bringing in new subway cars now to really squeeze the little people, just like they do in China. They're taking out the seats so that they could push people in like cattle. So we're going to see the little people squeezed, by the way, is one of our top trends for 2009.
Well, you were saying that a year ago. Now they've announced, as you said, 88 new taxes in New York State alone, hundreds of other taxes all over the place. The people just don't have the money to pay for all of this. And so, as the IMF and World Bank document stated in late 2001, they want the people to riot so they can then bring in the army against them. We've had decades of secret training by the military to take over the West. Now they're announcing from France to Germany to England to the United States to Canada that indeed, you know, it's in major papers, martial law is good, the troops will suppress you. I mean, this really is a financial coup we're witnessing. Can you speak to that?
Well, it is definitely a financial coup. Wall Street has hijacked Washington in broad daylight. And we now, as we know, of course, you know, the U.S. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson is a Goldman Sachs man, former CEO. They're bringing in now Obama, backtrack Obama, we call him, the man of change. Of course, there's no change. They're bringing in Timothy Geithner, the Federal Reserve Chairman, from the Federal Reserve President of the New York Federal Reserve Bank, President of the New York Federal Reserve. And, you know, they're just bringing the whole crew of Wall Street people running Washington. So it's being done in broad daylight, as well as these bailouts. They may have all the plans in place, and they may be very, you know, the Illuminati, so to speak, may have their agenda laid out. But when you see what's going on, it has to be the un-Illuminati that's executing their plans. Because no matter what they do, they're not going to be able to stop the amount of uprising that's going to pour forth. You know, I'm a Bronx boy originally, and you know, I know what the city looks like. And, you know, we have a saying here at the Trends Research Institute. When people lose everything, and they have nothing to lose, they lose it. And this is what these white shoe boys don't understand. You know, the Princeton, Harvard, Yale crowd, you know, that has had the silver spoon fed to them.
They're arrogant yuppies who think they're God and have disdain for everybody. And they think it's cute they've stolen $8.5 trillion. And that, those numbers are 2 weeks old now, folks. It's over $1.3 trillion they steal a week, so it's over $10 trillion. You watch in the next week or two, that number will come out. But $8.5 trillion admittedly stolen. And these arrogant yuppies, these arrogant frat boys are telling Congress, you don't get to know where the money went, and we have the army standing by. That's what Paulson told them. I mean, this is insane, megalomaniacal hubris. So where is this going? I mean, is they just openly hijack everything, steal everything, and say, we're going to squeeze you down to nothing?
Exactly. And what we're saying is it's going to be beyond their control. This is the beginning of the second revolution, and it's going to be worldwide. There's no stopping it. So as the trends that we're looking at for 2009, the revolution is the third among them. The first one is that's going to begin to precipitate this is the great collapse. In, as you well know, in this exactly this time last year, we came out with the panic of 08. We said Americans would wake up in 2008 and the financial markets would unravel. There would be no stopping it. Now we're saying it's going to be the collapse of 09. And let me explain why. In 2008, most of the focus of the media has been on the financial markets and the real estate markets. Of course, they're intertwined. Now what we're going to see is the great retail crash come from a very, very dismal Christmas. As a result of that, you're going to start seeing major chains going bankrupt after the Christmas holiday, probably around January, middle of January. There's going to be some kind of a bit of euphoria because people are still hoping that their man of change will somehow miraculously bring about change. And, of course, he said he was going to heal the nation and repair the world. So Obama has great plans ahead, and there are people that actually believe this stuff. So we're going to wait till after the inauguration, January 20th, before the real pressure starts to hit.
And when they find out that he is actually a bigger cheerleader than Bush for the banker takeover and that he is their man, how long until the people become disillusioned with their new corporate savior?
Well, this is where we're going. So now February comes along. Things get really very cold and dismal and bleak. We're going to start seeing, as I said, major retailers folding. Now, let's think of what happens. We've already seen KB Toys, Sharper Image, Circuit City, Linens and Things, Stephen Barry's go under it, plus many more.
Are you kidding? Half my favorite restaurants in Austin aren't there anymore.
They're not there anymore. So now we're going to see major chains start to fold. Who is going to rent these vacant spaces?
Who?
Nobody. You're going to start seeing empty stores throughout malls, throughout strip malls. Now let's bring it to another level.
And won't that further destroy confidence when people see the physical manifestation of a economy in cardiac arrest?
It precisely. So the psychological impact is as great. Now let's move over to another sector of commercial. We're already seeing the financial markets. They've collapsed. Empty buildings on and on and on. People are being fired every day, and we see the numbers. What was Bank of America last week, 52,000, a couple of weeks earlier, Citigroup. And I love it. Bank of America, they came out, they said that these 52,000 would be fired over a three-year period. Yeah, like they can look 3 years ahead of time. They can't plan lunch. You know, so we get this straight. These people are being fired right away. The point being, now you're going to have the next shoe to fall is going to be the commercial real estate sector, which was leveraged far greater than the home real estate sector. So now you're going to see the collapse. The retail sector collapses. Commercial real estate collapses. There is nobody left to save anymore. The crash keeps coming harder and harder and louder and louder. So that's the second phase. The third phase after the crash, so first we had the panic, then we had the collapse, and now we're going to go into the greatest depression. And it's going to be worse than the last depression. Although, of course, Bernanke, and I was doing an interview, and the host said to me, well, Fed Chairman Bernanke is a student of the Great Depression, and he says there won't be one this time around. And I say, why would anybody believe anyone who hasn't predicted what was happening, going to happen, and has everything that they've said has come out false? So why would anybody give any credence to this person?
That's right. I happen to be watching Cavuto last night, just briefly, and he said the 15 grand poobah financial experts he had on a year and a half ago said it was over, we were going into green pastures, everything was wonderful. Well, what Cavuto won't tell you is those guys aren't stupid. They're liars. They've been busy positioning their money, buying their private retreats in Dubai and Paraguay. They've been busy getting their money offshore while they told the suckers to keep pumping their money in.
That's right. And that's what they do. You know, it's a sucker's game. These are Wall Street cons, like Coney Island Barkers. So now what happens, here's why it's going to be worse than the Great Depression and why we're calling it the greatest depression. Back in the 1930s, most people didn't own homes. So they weren't paying these mortgages, they weren't paying insurance, they weren't paying upkeep and all the other expenses it keeps to run a home. Number two, there was no such thing as home equity loans. Matter of fact, back then, if somebody had what they called a second mortgage, that meant that they were a loser and they needed money. Back then, Americans didn't have credit cards. They didn't exist. So the people weren't $14 trillion in debt. And back then, we had a trade surplus. We were not $700 billion in the hole each year, and we had budget surpluses. What are we at this year? $2 trillion? $1 trillion? The number keeps changing.
Oh, now the defense budget's over $1 trillion, not even counting the supplementals. The Bush tripled the size of government, and all these other governments are just growing, growing, growing. Again, don't they understand that they can only put so much weight on the donkey's back?
No, they don't, because they've never had difficult financial times in their lives. And unless you've experienced it, you don't know how to deal with it.
So they live in these armored, pampered palaces.
They've been pampered all their lives. They've been pampered. Look, we all went to, all of those of us that went to college, we know who these guys are. You know, George Bush was the kind of guy that ran around, you know, with the cooler guys. And then when trouble broke out and they got caught, George Bush would rat them out. And then he'd say, no, he didn't. That's who George Bush was. And Al Gore was that kind of guy, you know.
Well, it's worse than that. Remember back in like 1991, George Bush Sr. was on national TV at a grocery store, and he stepped back and he said, what is that? And they said, well, it's a scanner. You know, it'd been in for a decade. He goes, what is that? What is that laser? And they said, sir, this is how they scan the food. I mean, the guy never went and bought his own food. He hadn't been in a grocery store.
Exactly. And all these guys, you know, we know who they are. And they're the only reason that
they're Eddie Haskell's with an army.
You got, but well put. Boy, I have to use that one. I'll credit you with it. Eddie Haskell with an army. Perfect. And Al Gore was that, you know, the kid that used to brown nose the teacher all the time, you know. I mean, this is who these people
are.
He's
a sack of crap. He's a fake.
Yeah. And that's who, so we all know who these people are in life. So it's like, it's still high school, but now it's serious. So in going back to this greatest depression, so we already have the consumer in debt, $14 trillion, the government in debt, and why it's going to be worse than the greatest depression. Now let's add on some other things. People are watching their whole lives unfolding in front of them as their IRAs and 401ks dissolve. They didn't have that back then, and now they have another thing. Back then, we were a very different country. When we did get out of the Depression, it was the beginning of World War II, and we were the world manufacturers, bar none. We don't have that anymore. So now we're going into this mess, in a worse mess than we've ever been. And here's another big one. Back then, we were an ascending society. We were not a declining society. We had a growing class of people that came in. You know, people had dignity back then. They weren't like they are today.
And we weren't not just economically declining. We were not a physically, age-wise, we're one of the oldest civilizations on Earth.
And in very bad shape.
Yes, so we have an aging population, a bunch of cops in black ski masks strutting around working for Eddie Haskell. You can't put perfume on a pig, folks. This whole thing is a rotten, worm-eaten husk. Stay with us.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli Intelligence Network, Warnings and War Games, the Shadow Government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
He's going for TrendsResearch.com. You can go there and subscribe to his trends report. And if you're in business, if you are care about your family, if you really want to be informed with somebody who's got a track record of being frighteningly accurate, this is the place to go, TrendsResearch.com. Of course, you can also check out Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, where we fight against the construction of this prison planet. And that's what the globalists are setting up, and we fight them via the InfoWar, hence InfoWars.com. So, Gerald, I was throwing in my two cents throughout that. Recap the first three or four phases and then get into the latter phase, and they think they're going to use all these militarized police, steroid head cops. A lot of the cops are good. They're openly saying they're not going to go along with this. The military is saying they don't want to shoot at Americans, but they're now acclimating the public and telling us to get ready for it, which means they intend to use them.
Well, yeah, you know, we put nothing past them, of course. I mean, we're fighting a war now in Iraq for reasons that have been proven false, whether or not, you know, they were known they were false as academic. At this point, the fact is they're false. So killing innocent people for false reasons, I mean, where does it stop? So, you know, there's nothing I would put past them. You know, read my lips, no new taxes. I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. I smoked, but I didn't inhale. You know, I mean, it was Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. It's beyond me why anyone would believe anything that they say. So, of course, you know, we expect the government to respond in the worst possible way. And so the three phases are, before revolution, is that first we're going to see the collapse of 09, and that's going to be when the retail sector and the commercial real estate sector, and of course the credit card sector collapses too. You know, we're researchers, and we're finding people, for example, you know, cab rides now. Cab drivers are telling us that more and more people are putting cab rides on their credit cards because they don't have the cash. So the next shoe to fall after that is going to be the credit card crunch, when people have been postponing their future by putting their charges on their credit cards. So after the collapse, then we have the greatest depression. People are going to be in the streets. As we say, you know, when people lose everything and they have nothing to lose, they lose it. So we're going to go through the greatest depression. Obama-rama, there's going to be that little grace period in there when the people think that they're going to have their savior is going to come up with a great plan, although they've continued to ignore what the plan is. And for just a moment, I'd like to speak about the plan. He's going to create 2.5 million new jobs, ostensibly, and he's going to create this great works project. Where are they going to get the money from, number one? And they're going to print it, of course. And number two is, so what? 2.5 million jobs over how long? We just lost 2 million this year. So it's not going to make up anything, and we have millions more coming online. After that, we're going to see the revolution. Those are the four big trends that we have under the 11 trends that we've come out with for the top 10 trends. From those trends, the rest is going to shape itself. The revolution, yourself, people like myself, we're talking about that. Most people are not prepared for it. People are not, they weren't prepared for the recession. I mean, look, we went on for a half a year, more, three quarters of the year, with them debating whether or not we were in a recession. So certainly they're not going to admit we're going to go into a depression. And certainly they're not going to admit that we're ready for revolution.
Well, suddenly the IMF, World Bank, the Prime Minister of Canada, Gordon Brown, they are starting to talk about depression. Does that mean it's coming sooner rather than later? I want to break down how this revolution will manifest itself, what it will look like, what the triggers are going to be. I've said for years it's going to be police shooting a young person in the back. Look at what we just saw in Greece. And then I feel sorry for the police and military because you're going to get your butts kicked.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.